one will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight, there was a shout, "Look, here's the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise replied, "No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves." And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he replied, "Truly I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Please have a seat. If the average human being is anything like me, it's normal, a normal human tendency to let things creep up and take you by surprise, no matter how long you've had to prepare. This week, that happened to me when I opened a notebook because I was going to do some work on this sermon for today, and out fell the bulletins from the community Thanksgiving services of the past several years that I had put there so I would remember to plan and prepare well ahead of time. And so, boom, here I am, a week and a half from the service itself. And the foolish virgins of the parable have my sympathy. It's normal to procrastinate, and it's normal to lose track of things, and it's normal for time to seem to just speed up so things come rushing at us, or other times for the clock to just drag as if time has stopped moving altogether. That's all normal. But the purpose of this parable that we just read isn't about criticizing our normal human tendencies, because when we read something like this, our tendency is to look at it and see what we're supposed to feel guilty about. How is this pointing the finger at us and telling us how we're failing? It's not about that. It's not about recognizing ourselves and the foolish virgins and trying to do better. The message of the parable is much more urgent than that. It is bigger than that. The Gospels are full of parables, which were Jesus' primary way of teaching. Vivid stories. They were made up of familiar everyday events and things and people that drove a point home so strongly that they become part of how we think. So when we think about God's forgiveness, for instance, we see in our mind's eye the prodigal son slouching home in disgrace and the father running out to meet him with his arms open wide. That is the picture that Jesus gave us of how God forgives us, sinners though we are, and we won't ever forget that picture. When we think of the command to love our neighbor, we see in our mind's eye the Samaritan man driving along the highway and dropping everything to help a stranger in need. A stranger who would have considered the Samaritan his enemy if he hadn't been half dead. And with that story, Jesus drew this picture that's in our minds forever of how we are to love our neighbor, no matter who he or she is. So this story that we just read, the story of the 5 wise and the 5 foolish virgins, just like those other parables of Jesus, it's meant to draw a picture for us, something Jesus doesn't want us to forget. And for me, one of the pictures that stays in my mind when I've read this parable once and twice and 100 times is the picture of that closed door and the 5 foolish virgins arriving with their oil and their newly replenished lamps, too late. message is this: there will come a time when it's too late to be ready. We don't know when that will be. Jesus said that over and over and over again. You don't know when the end will come. You don't know when I will return. I don't even know when that will happen, Jesus said. Only the Father knows, so be ready. Be ready now. Stay awake. Don't grow weary. Watch. Jesus said that over and over. And we're Episcopalians, and we don't spend a lot of time preaching and thinking about the end times. We leave that to the Pentecostals, mostly. And for the most part, I think that that is wise of us, because it's a pretty fruitless thing to try to figure out what Jesus already told us we can't know. All that decoding of the signs and reading of the times, mostly that's just so much human nonsense in the end. All we know, absolutely, is this: that the end will come for each of us. And eventually the end will come for all of us. And it will come on a day and at a time we have no way of knowing. Whether it's the end of all the ages or our own individual deaths, there will come a time for each of us when there's no more time for preparation. There exists a too late. And the picture of those five foolish virgins standing and knocking at the door that won't open to them is the image of too late. So now you hate this sermon, because that's awful and scary. But we have to keep going. We have to ask, because we always have to ask, how is this good news for us? How does that scary image show us the love of God? Because the truth is the truth. And Jesus is full of grace and truth always. The truth is that within every teaching of Jesus, in every picture that he drew in his parables, and within the message of Scripture as a whole, there's always the good news of God's love for us. Always. So we have to look first at what Jesus is saying about these 10 women waiting for the arrival of the bridegroom so the wedding feast can begin. First of all, it's something of joy that they're waiting for. Five of them are foolish and five of them are wise, but none of them are perfect. That's good news. Jesus said the bridegroom was delayed and they all became drowsy and slept. Until finally at midnight there was a cry, "Here's the bridegroom, look, come out to meet him." And that's when the wisdom of the wise virgins was revealed, because when the cry woke them all up and they all got out their lamps and saw that the oil was running out, the wise virgins got out their flasks of oil and refilled them, but the foolish virgins were out of oil and out of luck. And the difference was this: the wise virgins were prepared to keep watch, to wait until the bridegroom arrived, whenever that might be and however long that might take. The good news of the parable is revealed in the arrival of the bridegroom, because Jesus is talking about waiting for him. He's talking about watching for his return. He gives us a picture that reminds us to keep watching even when we grow very weary with the long delay. And in our human weakness, we do grow weary. We grow especially weary when things are very dark. 1 week ago, when there was that terrible shooting, and almost every day before that, and some days since then, so many terrible things happening in this world, and it is definitely midnight in our world. Get tired. But the cry will come. The bridegroom will arrive. The parable is a stern warning, but it's also a glorious and hopeful promise. We will see him. The bridegroom will come for his bride. And his word to us is this: don't stop. Watch. Wait. No one knows the day or the hour, but I will come. And we know that we don't only watch for him at the very end of all things. We know that Jesus doesn't just keep his distance from us until he returns in glory. It's not an all or nothing thing. We watch for Jesus now in the people around us. We watch for him in the sharing of wine and bread when we take communion. We listen for him all the time in the quiet of our own hearts. We watch for him especially in the faces of the poor and the sick and the stranger. In all those people and places and situations, especially where we least expect to see him, we hear that cry, if we're listening, if we're watching, that the bridegroom is near. The warning and the promise of this parable that we read today is that there will surely come a time for every one of us, everybody here and everybody outside of here, when all of our watching will be at an end, when all of our waiting will be finished. There will be a time, long last, when we will see him face to face. And the message is this: don't let the light of your faith grow dim. Don't give up watching and waiting, even when you grow weary, even when it's very dark, even when it feels like he will just never show up, because sometimes it does feel like that. Many times it feels like that, no matter how wise you are, no matter how faithful you are. But wisdom tells us to watch and never stop watching. You don't know the when, and you don't know the where and the day and the time, but you have his promise. Behold, I am with you, even to the end of the ages.